Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating biotech stock that's catching some serious attention lately. Cabaletta Bio, ticker symbol CABA. If you're into innovative therapies and high growth potential stocks, you're going to want to stick around for this comprehensive analysis. We'll break down everything from their financials to their market performance, and even dig into what makes this company tick. So grab a coffee, let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. Cabaletta Bio is a clinical stage biotechnology company based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they're focused on something pretty cutting edge, engineered T-cell therapies for autoimmune diseases. Think of conditions like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, where the body's immune system attacks itself. Their mission is to develop treatments that can reset the immune system and provide long-term relief for patients. It's a high-stakes, high-reward space, and CABA is positioning itself as a potential game-changer. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of their business model and pipeline shortly, but for now, just know this is a company with big ambitions in the healthcare sector. Let's talk a bit more about who Cabaletta Bio is. Founded in 2017, they've been working on their proprietary technology to create therapies that could address unmet needs in autoimmune disorders. Their lead programs, like CABA-201, are in early clinical stages, targeting diseases with significant patient populations. They've got a team of 161 full-time employees, led by CEO Steven Nichtberger, and they're part of the broader biotechnology industry within the healthcare sector. Their approach is rooted in precision medicine, using engineered T-cells to potentially offer durable solutions rather than just symptom management. It's a complex field, but if they can pull it off, the impact could be massive both for patients and investors. Now, let's shift gears to their revenue picture. Here's the thing with early-stage biotechs like Cabaletta Bio, they're not generating revenue from product sales yet. As of the latest financials for 2025, their revenue line sits at zero, which is pretty standard for a company focused on R&D and clinical trials. Their resources are poured into developing their pipeline rather than commercializing products at this stage. So there's no segmentation to break down by product or geography just yet. Instead, the story here is about their cash burn and how they're funding these ambitious projects, which we'll cover in the financials. For now, just keep in mind that revenue isn't the metric to watch with CABA. It's all about their progress in the clinic and potential future market opportunities. Let's move on to their earnings performance. Looking at their most recent annual results for 2025, Cabaletta Bio reported a net loss of about $167.9 million, translating to an earnings per share of -$1.64. That's a wider loss compared to 2024, where they posted a net loss of $115.9 million, or -$0.02 and -$0.03 per share. This trend of increasing losses isn't surprising for a clinical stage company. They're investing heavily in research and trials to get their therapies to market. Operating expenses are driving these numbers, with no revenue to offset the costs. The key takeaway here is that losses are expected to continue in the near term, but the real focus for investors should be on clinical milestones and whether their therapies show promise in trials. If they can hit those targets, these losses could turn into significant gains down the road. Diving deeper into their financial statements, let's look at the balance sheet and cash flow to get a sense of their financial health. As of the end of 2025, Cabaletta Bio had about $82.9 million in cash and cash equivalents, down from $164 million the prior year. Total assets stood at $165.1 million, while total liabilities were $53 million, leaving them with a stockholder's equity of $112 million. That's a decent cushion, but their cash burn is something to watch. Their current ratio, a measure of liquidity, is around 2.77, which suggests they can cover short-term obligations for now. On the cash flow side, they used $131 million in operating activities in 2025, reflecting heavy R&D spending. They also raised about $100.3 million through financing activities, likely from equity offerings, which is helping to fund their operations. Free cash flow was -$132.3 million, again, not surprising for a company at this stage. The big question is how long their cash runway will last, before they need to tap the markets again for more funding. All right, let's talk valuation. Kabbalah Left Bio's market cap is currently around $301 million, with a stock price hovering at 3 cents. Their enterprise value is roughly $245 million, factoring in their cash and debt positions. Now, traditional metrics like price to earnings or price to sales don't apply here since they've got no revenue or profits. Their P/E ratio is negative due to ongoing losses, sitting at about 9.91. Instead, valuation for a company like Kaba hinges on speculative factors. Think pipeline potential, clinical trial outcomes, and partnerships. The biotech space often trades on hope and future promise, so their current valuation could look dirt cheap if they hit a major milestone, or overvalued if trials disappoint. It's a high-risk, high-reward setup, and investors are essentially betting on their science panning out. Now, let's break down Kabbalah Bio through a SWOT analysis to see their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Kaba has a promising pipeline focused on autoimmune diseases, a space with huge unmet needs. Their engineered T-cell therapy approach could be a differentiator if successful, and they've got a solid cash position for now to fund development. On the weaknesses side, they're still pre-revenue, burning cash fast, and heavily reliant on clinical trial success. Any setbacks could tank their stock. For opportunities, the autoimmune disease market is massive, and if they can bring a therapy to market, the revenue potential is enormous. Plus, partnerships or acquisitions could provide a boost. Finally, threats include intense competition in the biotech space, regulatory hurdles, and the risk of running out of cash before hitting key milestones. It's a tightrope walk, but the upside is compelling if they execute. Let's take a look at their recent stock performance. Over the past week, Kaba is up about 1.4%, but zoom out to the past month, and it's surged by nearly 33%. Over 3 months, it's gained 35.4%, and in the last 6 months, a whopping 84.2%. The past year shows a solid 39.2% return, though if you look at a 5-year horizon, it's down 74%, reflecting the volatility of early-stage biotechs. Compared to the broader biotechnology industry, which is up 55% over the past year, Kaba has lagged a bit, but is showing strong short-term momentum. On the chart, we're seeing some bullish trends with higher highs and higher lows recently, suggesting buyers are stepping in. If this momentum holds, we could see more upside, but keep an eye on volume and any news catalysts like trial updates that could swing the price. Now, let's try to pin down an intrinsic value for Kabbalah Bio. This is tricky with a pre-revenue biotech since traditional discounted cash flow models rely on future earnings, which are highly speculative here. Instead, we can look at their pipeline potential and comparable companies in the space. If their lead therapy, CABA-201, progresses through trials, analysts might project peak sales in the hundreds of millions or even billions for autoimmune indications. Discounting that back at a high rate due to risk, say 15% or more, could suggest a wide range of fair values. Given the uncertainty, I'd say a conservative intrinsic value might be in the range of their current market cap, around $300 million, if you assume significant trial risk. But if they hit key milestones, that could easily jump to multiples of their current valuation. It's more of an art than a science at this stage, so I'd weigh clinical progress over any specific number right now. Investors are paying for potential, not current fundamentals, so your risk tolerance is key here. All right, let's wrap this up. Kabbalah Bio is a high-risk, high-reward play in the biotech space. Their focus on engineered T-cell therapies for autoimmune diseases puts them in a promising but competitive field. Financially, they're burning cash with no revenue yet, but they've got enough runway for now to push their pipeline forward. The stock's recent momentum is encouraging, and analyst upgrades, like the recent Zacks Rank No. 2 buy rating, suggest growing optimism. My take? If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for volatility, Kaba could be an intriguing speculative bet, but only allocate what you're willing to lose. Clinical trial results will make or break this story. What do you think about Kabbalah Bio? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.